there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. We have the CEO, Lance Morgan, of Blockchain Intelligence Group. Lance is going to be speaking today about what Blockchain Intelligence Group does, what they're currently up to, and what technology they're currently working on, which is very exciting. So we're going to be hearing from the man himself. So without a moment to lose, let's jump in to the interview. So on today's show, we have Lance Morgan, the CEO of Blockchain Intelligence Group. Lance, how's it going?
I'm well, thanks, Charles.
And whereabouts in the world are you today, Lance?
We're located in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Lance, if you'd be so kind to give the listeners a quick background to yourself and the wealth of experience you've acquired over the years, that'd be great.
You bet. So myself and my partner, as well as our lead engineer, have been in technology since 1994. I have been a serial entrepreneur all my life. I started the first web development company here in British Columbia in 1996 and landed $1.5 million contract within about 3 months. Subsequent to that, I then created another web development company. I partnered up with a direct marketing firm, and we grew that from 16 people to 120. We did take that public. We were one of the largest dot-com traders in 99 and 2000 with a $400 million market cap. Myself and my partner both have large data center deployment backgrounds, and our team itself are all 10x developers, so very experienced. And in 2012, we created our own cryptocurrency for educational purposes. In 2013, we created mining pool software and helped deploy a large-scale mine. And in 2014, we realized that that this space is becoming a big data problem. My partner, my lead engineer, I met back in 1999, so we've known each other for a while. But, they were search engine design specialists back then, so a lot of that knowledge came into play when we sat down and decided to create Blockchain Intelligence Group, and we formed the team in January of 2015.
Awesome. Lance, let me ask you a question here. A lot of people I talk to in Silicon Valley, when I speak about the crypto space, they see we are no further than 94, 95 of the tech rise. What's your views on that? Where do you think we are in comparison to the 90s?
I think that we are late 1998, maybe just cresting into the Q1 of 1999. The tidal wave, I think, is really going to start to hit here in very short order.
I like that. And if you'd be so kind, what is the Blockchain Intelligence Group for listeners out there that haven't heard of you guys?
So we have indexed the entire Bitcoin blockchain, and we are blockchain or cryptocurrency agnostic. Our engine right now, we're focusing on cryptocurrencies, but a few years from now, we could definitely start to service other sectors like healthcare, insurance, and supply chain management. But the money right now for us is definitely in servicing law enforcement and the financial world. So we have provided the ability to trace, track, and monitor cryptocurrency transactions at a forensic level. And we use both on-blockchain and off-blockchain information. So we have surface web crawlers, dark web crawlers, as well as some other things that are proprietary to us that create some very unique data sets.
Perfect. And I believe you guys are one of the first to actually execute this with real technology behind it. Because a lot of people come out and they say they have this and they say they're working on it. But with your track record of executing on real companies, I believe that you're probably one of the only guys in the world that actually can do this, right?
There are, so we have two products. One's called Clue and the other is called BitRank Verified. In the Clue space, there are about 10 players. If we really boil it down, I would say that there are two.
Right.
And but we are different in the way that we collect information, that's what has garnered so much interest for us.
Perfect. And you mentioned two of your products, and I believe there's a third one out there as well, right?
We do have a product called blockbits.com, but we haven't really unveiled exactly what that is all going to be about. So stay tuned for the listeners. But I can definitely give you a little bit more of an understanding of the first two products. And so Clue allows to look at transactions in almost real time. It gives somebody an understanding of where the coins have been previously. That is the advantage of cryptocurrencies. Unlike fiat money, is I don't know where the cash has been in your wallet before you, unless I saw someone hand it to you. Whereas in the cryptocurrency space, we can follow those coins back to the day that they were minted. And we can also show through clustering and heuristics, or what we call narrowband artificial intelligence, wallet association between a single entity. And we identify different entities within the ecosystem that allow people to, or law enforcement to understand where someone might have converted money back to fiat or into another cryptocurrency. And so this is how we help give threads for law enforcement to do their work. And obviously the financial world, the ability to understand where that money has been, has it been involved in money laundering practices, has an address been on the dark web next to illicit activity, and give them the confidence that that they're not helping facilitate the proceeds of crime. And so we've taken all of that heavy lifting and we've summed it up into a simple to understand risk score. And this is our secondary product called BitRank Verified. And what we would definitely view as our blue sky for our company. We're sort of the picks and the shovels with this product line. And we grow with the growth of the industry. And so we have assigned a risk score to every single wallet in the Bitcoin ecosystem. There's over 380 million addresses. And when we first see a wallet, it is neutral. And as it performs transactions, this score adjusts accordingly based on the type of intent that is occurring.
Got it. And this is actually a really serious issue. And some may argue that this is actually holding the industry back and putting it in a gray zone, arguably. So with that in mind, where do you see the Blockchain Intelligence Group in a year's time in the overall crypto space? I mean, where do you envision the company to be?
Yeah, we're sort of paving the way for regulation to be defined. We see ourselves assisting regulators and policymakers to shape policy that basically allows cryptocurrencies to become recognized by different governments, like Japan has done. And so a year from now, we hope to be sort of the regulatory stamp of approval. A good analogy would be, as VeriSign is to the internet, we would like to be to the cryptocurrency space.
Got it. And could you please bring us up to speed with the new and exciting partnerships that you guys have announced thus far? Because I know you guys have been really busy on your side of the pond.
We have, yeah. So recently we just signed on a company called Securency. They're in the ICO world and providing KYC services. So that stands for Know Your Client. They are able to perform Know Your Client services in 50 different countries. And our BitRank Verified product was the service that they signed up for. And that product is really just getting going. So we've been dealing with legal to create the different foundational pieces in order for us to go to market. We're in discussions with a number of different financial institutions, exchanges, and other companies that are like Securency in providing KYC services. So a lot is going to start to transpire over the next couple of months. Previously to that, our clients for our Clue product are Homeland Security's Illicit Finance Division, the Department of Justice. And as I said, there are some other players in the marketplace. We know that we're already different, but we've got some new features in our next version that are coming out in April that I think are really going to help us stand apart. And that's when we're going to start to pour on the gas for that product line.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that coming closer to April. Now, Lance, on a more personal note, what you're doing is incredible for the space, and I'm sure it's more than a full-time job. But, I mean, what excites you? What keeps you engaged? What drives you on a more personal note?
Well, I guess there's a couple different ways to look at that. One is that we're helping shape sort of a new global currency that will reach the 2 billion unbanked, help people in countries where they can't afford bank accounts, and deal with sort of break-ins and theft and or governments misspending. And so I think that's the attraction that the cryptocurrencies have. And I think that Bitcoin itself, being that it was first out to market, it does have some limitations in its overall capabilities, but sure, I think that those will be overcome as time goes. I think on a personal note, what really excites me as well is that our tools are and have the ability to save lives. And what I'm referring to is going after potential fentanyl dealers, car fentanyl dealers, even the child exploitation world. All of these things are using Bitcoin predominantly as the form of currency. And I should add that the criminal element now is forever reducing because of the global adoption, but overall it is still increasing when looking at the amount of cash that's trading hands, or currencies that's trading hands. And lastly is the terrorism side of things, and the use of cryptocurrency to facilitate terrorist transactions. And so maybe we're not talking a few lives or a couple hundred lives, but we might even be able to potentially save a few thousand lives. So that is something that I've never had the thought that I might be able to participate in. And so that is something that really helps me get out of bed in the morning.
Well, I mean, big, 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 big issues that you guys are helping solve within the space. So we thank you from as community members in the space for embarking on such a great mission. So also, thank just you. On another point, for any of our database and blockchain engineers listening tonight, how can they be part of your ever-growing team? Because I know that you guys not only are doing a great thing for the space, but you're also working on very exciting new cutting-edge technology. So how can they kind of be part of your growing company?
Yeah, well, we have an API available at bitrankverify.com, and any engineer that's looking to build applications in this space and knowing that regulation is coming over the next 12 months in a fierce way, and want to be proactive so that they can show that they are wanting to help protect this community. Really, the community has to protect itself. They can go to our website. They can download our product. We do provide some free technical support, although I think we've had very minimal inquiries on that because our notes are very detailed as to how to get that integrated. And from a company standpoint, we are always looking for developers. You can go to our website, submit through our form, letting us know that you're interested in finding out more about the different positions and giving us an idea of your background. We'd love to hear from you.
Great. And for the listeners, we'll put a description of Blockchain Intelligence Group's website in the description, so check that out and you can click through the link and you'll see it clearly on their website. So Lance, naturally, like SVK Crypto, you'll be at the Crypto Investor Show on the 10th of March. So for the listeners that would like to meet yourself, meet the team, ask some questions face to face, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, you bet. We will have a booth. We're booth number 27. So come on by. We'll have a number of our staff, including myself, that'll be there. We're also on a panel and we're also speaking. So there's a number of ways to understand more about our company. But by all means, come on by our booth and we'd be happy to meet you.
Great. Well, it sounds like you can't miss you guys if you rock up in the building. You're not only speaking, you've got a booth, you're going to be present. So it's a challenge not to meet you guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lance, while we have you on the show, is there anything you would like to share exclusively with the SVK Crypto listeners out there? And I don't mean any particular announcements, but is there anything you'd like to particularly talk about and share with our community?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about specific announcements. I mean, we are a public company. You know, we're We're trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol BIGG. So I am sort of handcuffed in that sense. Of course. But, you know, we are the new sheriff in town. And I think that as time goes, people will realize how much of an impact we're going to have on this world and helping shape the way cryptocurrencies are rolled out. And as I said, this is just the beginning of the tidal wave. We're excited to be at the crest of it. And so, stay tuned, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll then be informed as we progress.
Perfect. Well, listen, you heard it there from the man himself. Lawrence, thank you so much for making it on the show today. And we look forward to having you on maybe after April to announce your new technology to the London community here. So thank you once again. It's been a pleasure. And please come back on. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much.
I want to say a big thank you to Lawrence once again for making it on the show. If anyone has any further questions, the link to the website will be in the podcast description. So check that out. Check out the website. And of course, if you are available this Saturday, the 10th of March, come down to the London Crypto Investor Show. SVK Crypto will be there in full effect. The Blockchain Intelligence Group will be there. Lawrence and the team will be present. So come meet us both. We can grab a coffee. So come down. You guys know what to do. We'll have a link for that in the description as well, which will take you to the tickets. Remember, if you want a 20% discount on your ticket, use the code SVKCrypto and that'll entitle you for that. So you know what to do. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal day. And we've got a major week lined up with major interviews. So stay tuned. Also, just before I wrap it up, remember to tweet us at @SVK_crypto. Join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd, one word. We look forward to hearing from you there. That's a wrap. Have a great day.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.